We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, morning show. John Marks.
Yes.
In with
the crew.
The crew.
The crew.
Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, Ava Graham, Joe Wechter, Kyle Newbeck, Philly Boy, is going to join us here in a second as you know, really a pivotal spot for the 76ers in their future with James Harden. And because you're essentially now you're left without anything.
Right.
At least before you had Ben Simmons and you could say, how do you spin Ben Simmons into improving the team? Well, they elected to go star hunting. And that star was James Harden. And he looks like anything but a star.
Burned out star.
Well, Kyle Newbeck joins us right now. Philly voice, my favorite 76er beat writer. What's up, Kyle?
Good morning, John. I think this might be the earliest in the day you and I have ever spoken.
Yeah.
Night shift together.
I'd see you at 6 or 7 o'clock. Yeah,
Kyle
for sure.
Loves coming on in the morning. I could just tell you that from all the conversations I have with him.
Mm. Well, Kyle, the million-dollar question is, what do the 76ers do going forward? And I know a lot of that is controlled by James Harden and his player option, but what do you think Daryl Morey wants to do in this situation? Not that, like, what do you think if he could do what he wanted to do? Do you think that he actually wants to extend Harden to a long-term contract?
I do. I think James Harden is his guy. Like, I think when they made that deal at the deadline, it was not a, hey, we're going to bring him in and see what happens. I'm getting the guy who I had all this success with in Houston, and, you know, we're going to set this up as if it's a long-term partnership, and it's basically an extension of the partnership that they had in Houston. Now, to your point, obviously, that's under the pretext of James Harden being the guy that he was in Houston, or even the guy that he was in the first, you know, let's say 2-3 months where he was in Brooklyn and he right. was a dark horse MVP candidate last year. But that guy hasn't shown up. Like not only, you know, we talk a lot about his efficiency and, you know, what he's lacking as a scorer. He's got to actually be willing to take shots to actually be able to score. And that has been, weirdly enough, a big problem for him, despite the fact that he used to be a regular 30-point-per-game guy. So, you know, if the concept of this team is going to be built around Joel Embiid and James Harden, then James Harden has to be the James Harden that he's been for most of his career. And, you know, I think all of us would say we haven't really seen that guy yet.
So what happened game six? He takes two shots in the second half. He's 0-for-2. He's asked afterwards about it. He said the ball just never came back around to me. Was he moping? Was that just an extension of game five where Embiid kind of came out pouty and he was upset about the MVP stuff possibly? I mean, why was Harden playing and acting the way he was in game six?
I mean, first of all, what an insane suggestion from him that the ball didn't come to him. He runs the offense. You can call the plays and say, you know, I'm calling my own number. I think, honestly, it's as simple as this has happened with this guy in a few big moments in his career. He's never been embrace the spotlight, come up and dig down deep when it matters most. He's had a few of these where, you know, the second halves of big games, he just is not really all there. And, you know, I do think, to your point, I do think that the team collectively just sort of the floor dropped out at some point. I think you could make excuses for him and say, you know, it's one thing after another. There's all the Joel injury. Danny goes down early in that game, and that's a pretty devastating injury that he suffered. But, you know, I think it was a testament to the fact that this group only came together in February and they've had no time to, you know, build any kind of playing through diversity and this like team togetherness. And so when things got tough, they just folded. And, you know, whether they're going to moving forward is another story, but I don't know who the guy is that's going to put their hand up and say, don't worry, everybody, I got this, because none of their best players have proven to this point in their careers that they're going to be that sort of player in the playoff.
Yeah. It feels like we're playing pretend when we say, well, James Harden can come back next year in good shape. He won't have the hamstring injury. He'll come in the best shape of his life, and he'll return back to the player that we've the as Embiid called him, the Houston Harden. Do you believe we'll ever see the Houston Harden again, Kyle?
No, you know, I don't think it's realistic for him to be the 30-point scorer again when a lot of these games he's struggling to get the 20 points. I do think he can probably get closer to that guy. I think, you know, those hamstring injuries, Chris Paul suffered some very similar injuries towards the tail end of his run in Houston. And it took him a good, you know, year and a half, 2 years to get back to the guy that he was for most of his career. But even now, like you can see in the playoffs, Chris Paul gets worn down. Granted, he's older than James Harden, and you know he doesn't have that burst to get by guys, and he turns into either he makes shots and makes threes, or you know he's not as effective. So you know if that's what James Harden's game is going to be, that he has to hit the step back three to have a good scoring night, that's just not good really luck. A reasonable path to success.
Kyle Newbeck, Philly Voice. So what's the plan? Brian Windhorst is saying that Daryl Morey has these big plans. He's going to go out and get another superstar. I mean, if they can't get Bradley Beal, are they running this back with the same team and just crossing their fingers that they could be better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll be the exact same team. I think they're certainly going to try to beef up and get some more tough, defensive-minded players, which – to Joel Embiid's point, which you made after the game at exit interviews, they really have not had many of those kind of bruising, tough guys like P.J. Tucker during his career here in Philadelphia. I think it's something they were sorely missing. When they end up in these like street fight type games, they're not really built for them physically and mentally anymore. And so they need guys who are going to come in here, play with an edge, give them options against, you know, the Jimmy Butlers of the world where they can force the ball out of his hands or at least make him work for some of his baskets. Like Jimmy just had such an easy time in that series. You know, I'm not convinced, even if they're able to, obviously, if you can make a good deal for Bradley Beal, I think they'll make it. I think Daryl is always going to be, you know, stars are what wins in the playoffs. And if we get more of them, that's better. But you know, I'm not convinced that loading up on, you know, another perimeter guy who doesn't defend anybody is what this team needs.
I think they need... John and I were talking about that before the show, that I said, you know, they're star hunting. Brett Brown was star hunting. Daryl Morey's star hunting. And I'm watching a Miami team that really has, what, one star? Not a superstar, but one star. Two guys in the backcourt who weren't even drafted. I mean, it's...
Eight undrafted players.
Yeah, at some point you have to build a team. You can't just throw a bunch of stars together and go, well, I hope this is going to work.
Yeah, look, like the Bradley Beal point specifically, I think offensively there's a ton of merit to bringing a guy like him in. Like I think he can shoot off a movement. He can be a secondary creator. He can do all kinds of stuff for you that they don't have, and they certainly don't have at the level that he provides it at. But the other end of the ball, he's a totally apathetic defender. He's not going to help you there. And, you know, you add another guy like that on a team that clearly buy-in was a big problem on top of everything else at the end of the season. It's like, well, how are you, unless you're asking Joel Embiid to basically, like, take a step back on offense and be the defensive player of the year type guy every night, which that's an even bigger ask in the playoffs. I don't know what your path to having a good defense is. So, you know, I think they need to get more guys who are, you know, stars in their role versus, you know, top end star level players.
Do you believe Joel Embiid was pouting before game 5 as reported because he didn't win MVP and that affected him not only that morning, but it affected him in the game and it had a trickle down effect to his teammates?
No, you know, I don't think Joel showed up with the proper, you know, mindset or whatever you want to say to that game. I don't think it was MVP related stuff though. The reporting that went out about, you know, how he acted at shoot around, that's Joel at shoot around with the media basically every single shoot around. He does not want to be bothered. he's kind of off to himself. Then he, you know, once the practice gets going, you don't hear anything about him sulking through practice or anything. Right. So I think that part has maybe been overblown. But I do think, like, you know, regardless of whether I understand he played through a ton of stuff, and I commend him for that. I think that wanting to be out there is great. But you also, if you're going to be out there, you are responsible for leading the team. If that's who you are, that's your responsibility. That's your job as the guy who gets paid all this money to be the franchise guy. And I, you know, to Joel's credit, at least after the series, he had the easy out. Like, you guys know, people in this town do not exactly love Doc Rivers.
No.
And he got asked a question about the coaching staff. And Joel said, look, at a certain point, it's on the players. We have to stand up. We're getting paid, you know, tens of millions of dollars. We're professionals. We shouldn't need coaches to motivate us or other people to motivate us. And so I hope that that's a sign of Joel's improved maturity. And I hope that, you know, if and when they get back to this moment next year and the years to come, that he's simply healthier and better able to lead them in the playoffs. Mm.
Which is the perfect segue to the last question. The percentage chance that Doc Rivers is back as the 76ers head coach next year?
I think it's more likely than not. I think here's what I would say. This is a two-front thing. I think, one, I don't think they're especially trying to get Doc out of here. Like, I've heard nothing to suggest that they're looking for excuses to get rid of him. I think that, by and large, they think he's done a pretty good job handling everything. I do think there's a little bit of Doc protest too much, where they're being very forceful about what they're saying with the knowledge that, you know, the Lakers have been rumored to have interest potentially in Doc coaching their team. And if it gets to a point where Doc becomes a real candidate for that job, they can say, well, look, we're not trying to get rid of him. We don't want him to go. And if it gets to that point that Doc does want to leave for that, which I'm not saying he does, then they have maximum leverage in that moment, and they can, you know, instead of just letting him go, they can get a pick out of it or whatever it is. So I think there's a little bit of that in it too, but I think more likely than not, he's going to be back here coaching the Sixers next year.
I agree with you. Kyle Newbeck, Philly voice. Read him. Follow him on Twitter at Kyle Newbeck. Kyle, great stuff, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
All right, there he is, Kyle Newbeck. I agree with almost everything he says right there, including the Doc will be back. And, man, if he wants to go to the Lakers, don't be asking for a draft pick. Get him the hell out of here. Don't be trying to get a second-round pick or something from them. Just get him the hell out of here.
Your thoughts on Doc Rivers coming back?
You're going to come in. The beginning of the season, the story is going to be who's going to be the first coach fired. Do you ever want to be that team? Mm-hmm. He's going to be right from the start.
That's what we're going to talk about.
No, that's exactly where you're going to be. You're going to be in that status, and you know, then you can't rerun this. You just can't rerun this.
Reality,
run it back.
Reality is out. It's a possibility. That's what they're going to have to do with some tinkering. Right?
Well, they have the economic wherewithal to do it.
They're not whacking Doc because they're not going to pay him $24 million.
They're not going to get hurt in attendance.
No.
It's not like that. Like, the Flyers had to do something. I mean, they need to sell seats, right? They got to do something.
No, the Sixers are selling out.
They're a hot ticket. But, you know, when you look at it, it's going to be – and the other side of it is the actual – from the coach's side, you know what he's like when he's questioned about anything. You're going to then start from there. That's your – starting point right there.
Well, and it's like for the way he treats some of the reporters and how he just sounds in general, we can now see the blood in the water and that's going to be the reaction that Doc. There's not, he wants to be handled like he's a NBA championship coach, and there's nobody in this town that cares one damn what he did with Boston in 2008.
No.
Including Howard.
No.
Well, that's the one good thing if Doc does come back is we still have Howard and Doc.
The other problem you have is you're going to have a very high-profile team in a very rare situation where the national media wants to bury one of the star players.
Yeah.
And I mean to prove that they're right, because when that trade was made outside of Philadelphia, there was a lot of, what the hell are you guys thinking? Look at him. From jump, there's going to be a coach that's on the hottest of seats and a national media that's ready
to bury James Harden.
Oh, man.
No, you're right.
And not just Harden.
Oh, no. Embiid.
Yeah. I mean, you saw Charles and Shaq did.
They've turned on Embiid a little bit. And with Harden, no, you're right. It's almost like it's a death walk.
Yeah.
And they're going to sign him long term. Like, as much as I want to disagree with Kyle and say, like, there's no way that Daryl Morey can still see James Harden in that same light, he does have a picture of him in his office, and he did give him an embrace like they were.
That's a bit of a problem.
Right, he also has to be able to read the market and realize there's no team out there that's going to give him a max contract. So, like, if a team that has cap space wants to give him a max contract, you got to let him walk. But what does that mean? You're giving him 3 years and $100 million or something? Any amount of time that James Harden spends here right now, you're risking this thing going completely into a dumpster fire. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
This is bad. This is bad.
That's good for business here.
Well, that's a good point, Al. Guess we shouldn't be complaining. All right, coming up. Listen, we have a lot of food faux pas. You want to get in and spin the wheel? It's Wheel Wednesdays, 215-592-9494. Give us your food faux pas, like eating pizza with a knife and a fork. Food faux pas?
It's most of the time. I've done it if it's like really hot and there's certain kinds of pizza, but really, usually you just roll it up and eat it.
Yeah, I fold. I do the fold method.
Yeah.
Fold it, boom, gone.
Yeah.
The crust is thrown into the trash can.
The thing with pizza for me is, and I cannot stop doing it, I know I'm going to burn my mouth, but it doesn't matter.
I'll sacrifice skin on the top of my roof of my mouth now.
Like, can't you wait? Can't you just wait?
No.
Like 30 seconds?
I'm with you.
I'm at the point where I'm having Coke with. I will actually put the ice cube in knowing what I'm going to do. And then eat them. It is the most irrational thing, and it's the most undisciplined thing, but it's going to happen.
Are you going to donate your brain to science like a lot of these players? When it's all said and done.
No, but really.
I think they should. Well, I actually agree with you. I do the same thing. So get in. Also, I had a situation happen last night, and I want to know if I reacted appropriately.
Yeah.
I need your advice or you guys doing the scoring at home on that. That's coming up next. Your phone calls, Phillies lose last night. That's all coming up right after this. John Marks in with the Morning Show.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Zach Wheeler will start for the Phillies 6:45 p.m. tonight when they play the Padres again. He'll be opposed by Blake Snell. Phillies have dropped two straight after getting shut out by the Padres last night 3-0. Kyle Schwarber had an error, struck out four times on a night pretty much no one did anything offensively for the Phillies, just five hits. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals went to the Heat. Miami taking care of the Celtics 118-107. Jimmy Butler with 41 points. It's Window Nation's graduation sale. Are your old windows failing? Call Window Nation. Get two free windows for every two you buy and 0% financing for 5 years. WindowNation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Mostly sunny. High of 75. It's currently 59. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. The Morning Show with John Marks. So check it out. Here's the situation. Last night, after I had my daughter's softball game, So before I went to the softball game, I had to make a quick stop off because we're out of bleach at my house.
You know, I got to say something about bleach.
When you have young kids, I understand the need for bleach. I get it.
Yes.
But here's what I don't understand. I've watched a lot of sports with a lot of sponsorships.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day where Clorox bleach was like the major sponsor.
You never thought you'd see a pandemic either.
Well, I mean, I watched the NHL on the ice. There's Clorox bleach signs. And I watch
really?
Other
sports.
No,
well, I don't understand what your problem is with it.
I don't believe. I mean, I bleach.
It's a good product.
I understand, but I never thought I'd see brought to you by Clorox.
Well, if you see that in the NFL, you'll be surprised.
Al, most people who have kids in sports who are watching games have to bleach stuff.
But, yes. I mean, I've been around a while. I've never seen it. I mean, it's usually beer.
What?
So is that how they get the ice?
Betting,
no, actors,
gambling.
Is that how they get the ice white?
I
the Clorox.
No.
Are they using the spray bottle on there?
I understand your issue with it.
Go on. Anyway, that's not the focus.
Of course not.
Thank you.
I go to the dollar store to get bleach.
That's another issue.
Bleach is bleach. Yes, I know I'm a little quirky with my shopping habits, but
yeah.
I do. I go to the dollar store to get like art supplies for my kids because you can buy poster board pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Pens are good there and bleach.
I've done that.
We have,
Right?
We have Binkley's in Medford,
Binkley's?
It's been there forever.
It's like five and dime?
Yeah, it's a cool place.
And I don't know if it was the Dollar Tree or Family Dollar, whatever it is, the dollar store. And by the way, a lot of stuff isn't even a dollar anymore. You got to pay $1.25.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Yeah.
But I'm walking back to the bleach, and I see this dude in there shoveling batteries into his pocket, like totally stealing, totally shoplifting.
Oh, you gotta!
He's putting stuff in his pocket, and he sees me, and he's kind of startled, and then acts like he's doing whatever. But you can clearly see the batteries. He's wearing sweatpants. You can clearly see the batteries are, you know, pulling his pants down. So what do you do in that situation and scenario? So I'll tell you what I did. I didn't say a damn word. I got my bleach and got the hell out of there. What should I have done, Al?
How big was he?
Oh, he wasn't. I mean, it appeared.
It's a kid? If it's a kid, you say put it back.
It appeared to me he probably had a drug problem or something like that, just based on how he looked.
You should really put that.
Oh, you wanted me to confront him?
I would say, you know,
That's the worst answer.
No, it isn't. You say, you know, there's cameras here. You should probably put that back.
Rhea, what would you do?
I ran into a situation at a store. Grocery store that I don't normally frequent. And my brother and I had happened to stop by, and we were in the food section where they have all the meat.
Yeah.
And I was on one side, he was on the other. It was kind of where the meat is in a you know, where you reach in to get it, but it was in the center of the aisle, not along the back.
Right, yeah.
So I see something, my brother, but we don't know if we've seen it together. And we're walking out to the car, and I go, did you see the dude putting this thing of steaks down his pants? Like, I've never seen that before. And he goes, and we're standing there going, I didn't know what I was supposed to. I was frozen in the frozen food section. But I didn't. I was like, do I say anything?
Right.
But I'd never seen anybody put.
So you were kind of in shock.
Meat down their back. I just said, all right, this is bizarre. But it wasn't like my regular store. I would probably go, you know, my regular store is Acme on Argonne. I go there all the time. I know,
so you
know everybody in the store.
Right.
I would probably say, yeah, I might want to check that guy out.
Right. Yeah, and the Family Dollar with with the cashier that has visible tattoos all over the body. I'm not going up and reporting this person, and
no.
I'm certainly not confronting them.
No.
Now, are you insane?
Yeah,
you
want
to confront somebody?
Why not confronting? You just say you should probably put that back.
Well, first of all, they're bad batteries, and they're not going to last very long because they're at the dollar store.
But I don't know. I would probably.
Hey, is that a packet of D batteries in your pocket, or are you just excited to see me?
If that was you, it would be triple A's, right?
Oh!
Wow.
Wow, Al. Look at you.
Were you carrying chapstick?
You're too much, man. You're too much. Well, you go confront some person.
Really?
Family
I mean,
Dollar.
You're there. He sees you watching him.
We got startled. Wait. What is he thinking? Like, I'm going to take him home as well and try to rehab him? Like, put my arm around them? What are we doing here? It's too much work, Al.
I don't know that I could you're saying just look the other way.
Man, I got the hell out of there as fast as I could when I saw that. I got the freaking bleach. I took one less bottle than I normally would. I got out of there. I paid, gone. See,
why don't you ask me if you could get the bleach for you?
That's not right, Al.
Let's go to Bob in Springfield. Bob, how are you, buddy? What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I do have a question for Al, and I'm done. But it's just perplexing to me that six Phillies have died from cancer, You know, and when you look at it, five of them were either pitchers or catchers. So, okay, we can't prove it was a turf because, no, Eagles play on that turf, too, and nothing happened.
Yeah, but they don't play as many games. If you played 8 games, 8 years, 10 years for the Phillies, you're playing 81 home games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Eagles, you're playing 10 with preseason.
Yeah, they could probably still do drilling into the ground since it was a dump site or a hazardous.
It was a marsh. Yeah, it was a marsh. That's why they picked it to build on. But my theory is, what about, you know, back then before things got more technology, like upgrades, how about their radar guns? You know, I mean, the catchers and the pitchers are the ones the radar guns are focusing on.
Okay.
Now,
what do you think?
All right, Bob.
You said you had something for Al as well. You had a question for you. I want to hear this.
Oh, my question, Al. First of all, I totally agree with you on the recycling.
Yes,
I know what goes on in my town, and you know it doesn't. We lose money trying to recycle because we have to have a whole other crew for it.
Yep.
We don't make any money. It just makes us look good. You know, it makes us look.
Well, I mean, it's not the old days where you're taking the soda bottles to the general store and getting 5 cents a. That's not what we're talking about here. You claim that.
Yeah, it all goes in the. It is not cost effective anymore. It really isn't.
Well, so if you have a
they just throw everything together. It's just about the same.
Well, let's say you have a jar, a plastic jar of peanut butter, and you don't properly clean that out, that'll taint all of the recyclables with.
Yeah, it's a mess.
See, the real problem is that there's so many plastic water bottles, and I'm just as guilty as anybody because I go to the store every week and I'll buy 2 35 packs of water, and then you just drink and drink and drink, but that costs so much waste.
Yeah. You should use the Yeti. Spend your money there, but you're not going to get that at the dollar store.
You are not going to get that at the dollar store.
My friend, one of my best friends, Lauren, she lives in a township in Jersey where it is almost impossible. They've made it almost impossible for her to recycle. The things that are on the list, like she can't have certain cardboard, she can't have
no pizza boxes.
You can't do pizza boxes.
Well, that's actually your standard stuff, but the list that she was rattling off to me. Al was right. It's almost like they are telling you, like, just to put it in your trash. It's going to go. Well, and she wants to recycle. Like, she, and the list of things that she cannot recycle is astonishing. And if she does, I think she gets fined.
Or they don't pick it up.
Or they just throw it out. They don't pick it up. They will not pick it up.
Or they just throw it out. That's disappointing because I am a big recycle.
And so am I. But to the point where I'm telling you, when I go to those places, there's 3 different trash bins. I have no idea.
You have paper, plastic bags. You can't even have the plastic bags anymore in New Jersey.
That actually is a really good thing.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
It's causing a lot of issues to have plastic bags there.
Yeah, I don't disagree. But I also like the.
I don't think the radar guns are an issue.
No, I believe it. I would agree.
Really?
I would agree with that.
I thought, you know, the little stuff on your head, tin can.
I think I put a radar gun on your head and see what happens, what I like to see.
I got this far.
Let's go to Brad. Brad, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hi, Brad.
Not huge on watching Philly, so I wanted to kick it over to the Eagles.
Yes.
I wanted to get your guys' opinion on the running back corps and specifically Miles Sanders leading that group of guys.
He's got to be healthy.
He's a good change of pace.
Yeah, the whole Miles Sanders thing for me is I think that they're better with him than without, but like, does anybody really expect him to develop into the player that we thought he was when they drafted him and he had that solid
game breaker?
He's a home run hitter. Yeah, that's what I do like about him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like him, but you know, he's not getting a contract extension from the Eagles anytime soon.
Yeah, I want to say this is his last year of the rookie deal, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then he's free agent, so I would love to see Kenny Gainwell get a lot more reps this year.
Mm. See, like, and Brad, did you have a food or drink faux pas?
I did. This is a little bit of a weird one.
Good.
Back when I was in grade school, my mom used to send me boiled hot dogs in a thermos. Ugh. And hot dog buns in a Ziploc baggie, and I thought that was the greatest thing on earth at the time.
Oh my God, and I've actually seen that before. All right, Abe is spinning it for you there. All right, what do we got?
I don't know because I watched number seven. You got the pair of tickets. See the Phils against the Padres
nice.
this Thursday, so that's really coming up quickly.
That's an afternoon game, right?
1 o'clock? 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You need tickets, Phillies.com, and it's going to be a beautiful day.
Unlike Saturday, which is going to be like 95.
95.
How do we go from
every year
from a crappy spring right to
winter, summer?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's
I don't need 95 degrees yet. Sorry.
I'll take the heat. I don't mind.
Well, I'll take the heat over it being 40 degrees and rainy or something like that. But as far as the Eagles running backs, keep this in mind, right? So you have Boston Scott. He's under contract. You have Kenny Gainwell, who I think is more of a third down back slash receiving back. You have Miles Sanders. They also gave a large amount of guaranteed money to an undrafted free agent running back from Oklahoma that played with Jalen Hurts, Kennedy Brooks. And if you look at the Eagles, follow the undrafted the guys that they pay big sums of money. They make the team.
They think they got something.
So he got 240 guaranteed. So I would expect him to be a part of the running backs going forward. They're probably looking past Miles Sanders this year.
I'm hoping the running backs aren't as important as they've been. I'm hoping that they actually throw the ball.
If you have a great run game and you could throw the ball, it's not a bad combination to have.
But I did.
But I get it. Yeah, you throw the ball till you know, then you run it out, then you run it down their throats.
Yeah, I want to see this combination of receivers.
Everybody does. Yeah. Did you see the video of them all walking on the field yesterday? It was first of all, AJ Brown looks huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
You know, when you compare him to Devontae Smith, but it's funny. Then you see Jordan Mailata walking out. Then Jordan Davis, who's just mammoth. And then here come the defensive backs and the running backs, and it's like,
5'11".
Yeah, I mean, not even. I'm looking like 5'7". Yeah, you know, like Boston Scott. It was very funny.
Oh yeah, I'm tall next to Boston Scott, and that's saying I'm listed at 5'10". Al,
generous.
Yeah, it is generous.
Okay. You're listed at 5'10".
Yeah,
I think I'm taller than you, and I'm 5'9". I might be as tall as you.
Well, Allen Iverson listed at 6 foot. He was.
Well, he wasn't. No.
Well, let's not compare yourself to Allen.
I'm just saying that's my listed height.
Jimmy Rollins was listed as 5'8". He was not.
How did that pop into your head?
What do you mean?
Oh, we're talking about my head. Let's talk about Allen Iverson.
No, I'm saying Charles Barkley.
I'm going to need to come in and stand next to you if you're listed at 5'10".
Charles Barkley 6'6". He's not actually 6'6".
I'm 5'7".
Right. Well, I'm listed height. 215-592.
Well, it might be better to compare like James Seltzer, let's say.
Not Allen Iverson. I've been to that Fridays in CityLine Avenue a lot, though. I used to do well there on Friday Happy Hour.
You know what I learned today? of all the things that we talked about today, do you know the only thing that's going to stick in my head, and it's not about you?
What?
That Jerry Jones charges the players for lunch.
Yes. Wasn't that great?
Hard to believe.
I can't even. When Ross was, for those that missed him, it's Ross toasted. When you play for they take out $150 a week for lunch. I mean, this is an empire that's beyond anything you've ever seen. The billion-dollar stadium, the Cowboys, that America's team. And then he tells us that the Cowboys are the only team that charged him for lunch. And we made fun of Brayman, that sold the socks.
Socks. Yeah. Empty golf bag to Mike Quick.
Mike Quick, Norman Brayman.
Can you imagine?
No.
That is the best thing all morning.
No, in fact, like I've been to the 76ers facility where they actually hired a chef from one of Stephen Starr's restaurants to come over and run their kitchen.
Oh, I'm sure it's amazing.
And they make food for the guys to take home, right? So they're coming
so
up
you're healthy.
Like perfectly portioned, lots of whatever's going on. And they're charging Ross money for
100 bucks
fried
a week.
Chicken?
150, I think he said.
150 a week.
It's a great story. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
The franchise were $10 billion.
Yes.
You wonder why they can't win down there.
He goes on our sister station every week.
When he's charging them.
GM.
I wish he was here.
Can you imagine Howie and/or Jeffrey Lurie coming on weekly? The
Howie had a show.
Then he had
a show here once.
All right, coming up, we wrap it up on the phones. Last chance to get in, 215-592-9494. Don't go anywhere.
As a listener of the WIP Morning Show, you've heard me talk about the great care I have always received from the physical therapist at NovaCare Rehabilitation of a year. Different injuries, taking care of my mom right now after hip surgery. Done a phenomenal job. She's doing awesome. What NovaCare Rehabilitation is really great about, they spend time listening and understanding your goals. Their expertise, compassion, and encouragement, even on days that you're not sure you could do more, will make all the difference in the world. Physical therapy is more than doing specific exercises. It's ongoing clinical training, communication, and partnership. I know I have a physical therapy partner for life, and you should too. Physical therapy just as powerful when you're healthy as it is when you need to heal. To learn more or request an appointment at any one of NovaCare's more than 100 locations, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare Rehabilitation.
All right, the playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like a Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with the Valley Forge Casino, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You get up to $20 in free bets if you happen not to win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you get paid faster than a fast break. And, of course, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code AL. Once again, that's promo code AL. And if you already have an account, well, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs happens not to win. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official partner of the NBA.
All right, let's do it. Morning show, final segment. Get in.
Yep.
Right now. Al, yesterday the government had their first public UFO hearing in more than 50 years.
Wow.
Do you believe in UFOs?
No. I believe in that people see things they drink.
What? Now called unidentified. I'm sorry that I asked.
Wait, you think people see things because they're drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's actual military.
Oh, there's drones out there and stuff.
Right.
And
there's actual military video that they're now saying they can't explain it.
Yeah.
And some is drones.
Yeah, some are a little ahead of the curve with their drones or something, and they see them. And
really, what you're saying is you don't believe there's extraterrestrials or like Martians.
No, I don't believe it. No, there aren't. No, there's us.
I do.
Well,
not
yeah,
very much so.
No, I don't believe it, and people want to believe it badly. They desperately
want. No, I don't
want
to believe it. In fact, I don't even want to talk about it because if they hear us talking badly about them, I don't want them coming.
I think you're being arrogant. To think that there couldn't possibly be something in this.
Why would
universe?
God do this twice?
Oh, great! Now we've brought God into
fresh
it.
Air sometime now.
Spoken like a true Catholic.
But look at the mess we made of this.
I'm a recovering
totally
Catholic,
wrong.
Too.
I mean, we're not totally wrong, all right? God.
Well, that didn't work.
I mean, you know what?
Just tell me.
Again, I apologize to the station for involving Alan anyway.
See, we know better.
I know you do, and I guess I do too, but I couldn't help myself.
Al, when he brings up if somebody's talking about, you know, age or for him, he'll be like, well, you know, just one day closer to death. It's what he'll say to me about things.
Well,
I'm
we
like,
ain't
why?
Trees, man.
No. Well, even trees die, Al.
Yeah, eventually.
I had to take two of them.
They
down
turn
my
into
yard.
UFOs.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's drones. That's what they're seeing on Amazon.
They're actually called now unidentified aerial phenomena.
Oh, what if they're on the ground?
Well, then it's not in the air.
Like, why they got to do that? Why are you going to change? Like,
why
is
it a UFO,
it's just
for
a
God's
UFO.
Sakes?
Gosh, we gotta change like everything all the time.
That's what you think when you think UFO. You think what? But you ever seen the movie They Live with Roddy Piper? Roddy Piper.
Did you just hear me say like it scares me?
Yeah.
Petrified. Yeah. I prefer not to. Okay.
You have no comment.
Yeah, no comment.
All right.
I mean, I do think UFOs are more normal than UFC.
You're not a UFC fan?
I'm not sure about that, Al.
That's legal. When I watch that,
that is true.
I watch a guy get kicked out of a hockey game for a headbutt, and then I watch this thing where they're trying to twist the guy's head off.
Dude, it is very intense.
No way.
Yeah, you're right.
Are we doing the hot seat today, Ava?
Yeah, we're doing the hot seat. Yeah.
Hot seat! Good!
You know what? Let's just carry on this ridiculousness. Go ahead, Joe.
Today, butter is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. Today, we're talking food faux pas. And earlier in the program, I shared that one of my father, Big Daddy Graham's food faux pas was butter too cold to spread. And John Marks agreed. So much so that he said he will not return to a restaurant that does not butter his toast for him.
If I go to a restaurant that's serving butter packets, I go to the restaurant so I don't have to do the labor of putting butter on the toast. That's why I go out.
Oh,
I can do
this
at home.
Al, the labor.
Labor?
They're worried that you won't want butter. If I don't want butter on my toast, I'm going to make sure I tell the server I don't want butter on my toast if it's that important to me. Otherwise, put the freaking butter on the toast when it's hot.
Well, John, 64% of our listeners agree with you that when they go out to breakfast, they want their toast pre-buttered.
I hate a lot of butter. So
then you should order butter on the side. Affecting me with your butter take.
My joints feel like butter.
The proper timing of a toast for breakfast is the butter needs to go on right away when it comes out of the toaster. That way the butter's going in, seeping into the toast. You wait till it comes out and it's served, you get lukewarm toast, and you have hard butter. What are you going to do? Now I got to do it and you're breaking the toast.
Well, I mean,
with
you know
the
what
hard
I would
butter.
Tell you? To, I would tell you to sit on it for a while and then put it on. I can't believe I listened to it once.
Oh,
now I got to listen to it again. I'm like, I mean, you want to talk about somebody that's just too rich?
Too rich.
I mean, too. I don't know.
This
is a hardship, and I can't even. It's like you're at. You're not. Your crown of thorns is unbuttered toast.
Yeah, and that's why I'll go to the Bob Evans because they butter the toast. They go to the trendy place down the street and they give me butter packets. I'm out.
God, are you lazy? My God, I can't.
I like my toast butter too. So you know.
Yeah, no.
But the problem is you're so proud of it.
I'm not.
He's kind of angry. The problem is.
That you're an idiot that would rather have a frozen thing of butter to try to butter your toast yourself when you go to a restaurant for them to do that for you. And you're arguing about doing your own buttering frozen butter.
Well, why? See, now this is your fault. This is your fault. Now he's getting angry again about the butter.
Oh, man.
We'll just give some people
some
space.
Oh, man,
let's
you would have been a horrible girlfriend. Oh, jeez.
And I do just want to point out, I made a point of going and walking by you. The listed at 5'10 thing ain't flying.
They ain't.
Just saying.
Me being I mean, so what should I be listed
at? You're a definition of an optimist.
I am 5'7.
What the hell? Well, my driver's license may say something like that, too. You can't get your listed height on the driver's license. You have to put your actual height.
Oh, really?
Yeah. TR in Winfield. TR, what do you got today? What up?
Man, I don't see why that because a guy has size makes him the leader. I'd rather see somebody like Maxi running the team because look like he got more heart than everybody on the team.
I love him.
I love him.
I do too.
I do love him.
Because you 7 foot going to make you have courage and have heart and have the ability to lead, you know?
Yep.
Looking at i.e. Napoleon, so to speak. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I don't know if he's got that personality, and I don't know if Embiid would let it happen.
Right.
He would let it happen with Butler, but I don't know if he would let it happen with
Maxie. And he's not ready. Maxie's not ready to lead the team.
I'm just saying, in general, because he's 7 feet, he runs his team. They need to let somebody else, you know, whoever guard is, run the team. That's what I'm saying. He just too soft mentally. He don't have the courage. He's big, but he's really small mentally, you know? And that's all. That's the only thing. And the Heat was a better, smarter team than us too. They looked like they had more skill set and they were more smarter in their ability what they were doing, what they were trying to execute. They were doing and executing everything that was told. Whereas the Sixers, they weren't even listening to Doc. He was telling them what to do. They look at it, roll their eyes. I was watching all their body language. They wasn't really.
Yep. No, I think it was Game 5 where Doc, and as much as I killed Doc, Doc is pleading with the team. Pleading with the team, like what? Like, come on, let's go!
Yeah,
and
but
they had nothing.
But is that really a during an in-game coach thing? to do something.
No.
Like, don't
no.
you think you want to be told what to do at that point instead of, no. like, you know.
Here, Al, here's reality. Doc Rivers wasn't brought in to be to X and O the other coach, right? Like, he's not going to – he's not the worst X and O coach, but he's not the best X and O coach that's out there, right? Like, he's supposed to be a guy that can make a difference with Joel Embiid, with Ben Simmons, with James Harden. Like, he's supposed to be the one that has the respect because he's a former player and he's a world champion as a coach. Like, that's what he's supposed to do. And nothing changed.
Because it's the
same thing at the end of the season that it's always been.
Because you can't do that in a huddle like that. If you're going to do that and you know that your problem is an individual player, you've got to go to that individual player. That's just the way it is. Harden ain't going to realize, I'm really talking to you, but these other guys are included.
Right.
He's got to go head-to-head with him.
But here's the other thing. Remember, Jimmy Butler wanted to fight his coach in a huddle. And
that was
caught.
Awesome. That was the best.
And Haslam wanted to fight Jimmy Butler. And guess what that didn't do? That didn't derail their season. It might have made him closer.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no feeling like that with the 76ers. It feels like the guys just kind of stand around. They look at Joel Embiid. They know he's a great player and everything else. But, all right, Ava, wrap up the show today.
All right. So, I just wanted to mention that Angelo, once again, that he is doing the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Ah.
I mean, he's not actually, like, walking or running. They're actually going to put him in a pedicab and just bring him around, I guess.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like a pageant. But Ross Tucker has donated to Angelo's fund, a very generous donation. So thank you, Ross. I know, I'm just glad that all of those Cowboys lunches didn't put you under because they charged you. You can listen to that story podcasted, Ross Tucker, at 94WIP.com. Now, line of the day is about your CPAP machine, John. You have to wear this mask. And during the show, Al never saw it before, and you showed him a picture. And this was Al's reaction.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh my
so I was
God.
Called.
You look like Bane.
I was called Bane's brother. I don't know what that means.
Funny thing is, you can still tell it's you, which I guess is not good.
Brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Be the first to place your order for the 2023 Cadillac Lyric from Armin on May 19th. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Mm. When you go out to breakfast, do you want your toast pre-buttered? Still at 64%. Say yes, they do. A lot of comments. People feel strongly about the butter.
Yeah. Well, Al, you're welcome. I set you up for a lot of one-liners today at my expense.
No worries. You did a good job. You weren't horrible.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, thank you. Gee, thanks,
you
Al.
You were great.
Another day closer to death.
Now go home and put your D-pack on and take a nap.
D-pack.
I want to see one of these on your face, but then with something around your neck
That's
choking you.
That's so scary.
Wow. Yeah, imagine me having to go to sleep every night like this for the rest of my life. Freaking CPAP.
No, you'll beat this, I guarantee it.
This real quick, Joe Conklin just said, direct quote from BDG, if I go to a restaurant and the butter is not already spread on the toast, I walk right out. So he's
damn right. He knows what he's talking about, unlike you. All right, Joseph Wechter Jr. producing, as always, the best. Rhea, Al, thank you. Ava, thank you. It's been fun. Coming up next, somebody who probably, you think Joe DeCamera knows anything about butter on toast?
I guarantee it.
He likes peanut butter on crackers.
Is weirder than you, that's him.
That's Joe to camera. He's coming up with John Ritchie. That's next. Everybody have a great day. Angelo returns tomorrow. See you. If I go to a restaurant that's serving butter packets, I go to the restaurant so I don't have to do the labor of putting butter on the toast. That's why.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.